with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, June 29th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're heading out to the Riverview Complex here in Lamar's as Galen Catholic hosts the number 11 ranked team in Class 1A, the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks, in War Eagle Conference softball. Our coverage will start around 7:15, first pitch at 7:30. The Hawks are going for a share of the War Eagle Conference regular season championship. Galen Catholic looking to knock off a very good Class 1A softball team. Again, our coverage starts around 7:15 tonight between the Jays and Hawks in Oregon Conference softball, only right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. And let's recap a busy weekend around the softball and baseball world. We'll start with softball from Friday in the Spencer Softball Invitational. That's where Lamar's community was competing. The Bulldogs got an early taste of their first round regional opponent, the Spencer Tigers, falling to Spencer 14-8 in the opening contest of the day. Kinley Schmidt, she went 1-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs in the contest against Spencer. Maddie Washburn went 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Kinnick Lusink went 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. The Bulldogs were able to bounce back and defeated Denison Schleswig in the second game by a final score of 7-6. The Bulldogs were able to play 3 runs in the top of the 7th inning to win the ball game, with Mia Petch going 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 2 RBIs. Kinley Schmidt had 2 RBIs, both on sack flies. Easton Schrader went 3-for-4 with an RBI, and Ryland Schmidt 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI as well. There was another weekend tournament on a Friday that we were following along, the Delbert Christensen Memorial Classic. That was taking place at Hubbard Park in Sioux City. Akron Westfield was competing in a pair of games, and Kingsley Pearson was competing in one. Starting with Akron Westfield, the Westerners defeated Lawton Bronson in the first game 15-9, behind a powerful display from both Peyton Vanderhelm and Kenzie Allen. Allen went 4-for-5 with a double and 3 RBIs. Peyton Vanderhelm went 2-for-3 with a double. She also had 3 RBIs. And Avery Gaswint went 1-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. The Westerners then won their second game as well, down in Class 5A Sioux City East by a final score of 9-3. Olivia Mendoza, how about her day? She went 2-for-4 with a double, a triple, drove in 4 runs in the win. Michaela McCulley went 2-for-3 with an RBI, also pitched 2 innings of 1-hit softball, allowing no runs. Then the Kingsley Pearson softball team, they were able to get a very impressive victory, downing the 10th ranked team in Class 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton, a final score of 2-1 in favor of the Panthers. That is a really good win for a solid 1A team, certainly one that can give them some momentum heading into the postseason. Then to the War Eagle Conference in softball from Friday night, where it was a battle of two teams jockeying for valuable position at the top of the War Eagle Conference. But 11th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's was able to take down 10th-ranked Hinton at Sunrise Park in Remsen by a final score of 5-3. Now, the Hawks are still one win away from clinching that share of the War Eagle Conference championship that they would like to receive, but this would not be a possibility without the win over the Blackhawks, and Remsen St. Mary's head coach Erica Bates says this was a big win for her team.
Obviously, the conference isn't over yet. We still have another game to play, but that was a really big one we wanted to get under our belt, and so it's really good to have that right now, and I think that really helps, especially going into postseason. They're a great team, so being able to see that sort of competition right now and be able to come out on top is great.
Boy, Mia Mackin had a great day at the plate for the Hawks, going 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 RBIs. Grace Gallis went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs as well. The Hinton softball team was led by Carlin Kovarna, who went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Kaylin Bader went 1-for-3 with an RBI. And then Kayla Cypersma drove in a run in the loss as well. Also in War Eagle Conference softball from Friday night, MMCRU down Sibley Ocheden 11-1 in 4 innings. Haley Staub drove in a total of 4 runs, going 3-for-3 with a triple. Taya Grage went 2-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. And Samantha Peterson went 1-for-3 with a homer. She drove in 2 runs as well. Other War Eagle Conference softball scores from Friday night. West Sioux shut out Harris Lake Park 8-0 in 6 innings. George Little Rock beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 11-2 in 6 innings. And Trinity Christian lost a high-scoring game with Boyden Hall Rock Valley by a final score of 15 13. To baseball from Friday night in non-conference play involving the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community dropped a run rule contest to Storm Lake, falling to the Tornadoes on the road by a score of 12-2 in five innings. Gavin Clary had Lamar's only RBI, going 1-for-2. Dominic McDougal was a consistent bat for the Dogs, going 2-for-2. Brett McGinnis pitched pretty well to start the game, going three innings, allowing five hits, three runs, and he struck out six Tornadoes, but things unfortunately fell apart from there. To Warrego Conference baseball, where it was just as important of a game for the conference standings on the baseball side in Remsen on Friday night, as the 10th-ranked Hawks were able to clinch a share of the Warrego Conference championship with a 5-2 win over the Hinton Blackhawks at Marv Tila Memorial Field. Think about this. Remsen St. Mary's graduated a large senior class from last year's team that made it to the state tournament once again, and this year's team started off going 6-4 through their first 10 games. Well, wouldn't you know it, they've hit their stride at this point of the season, and Remsen St. Mary's has won 10 of their last 11 ball games. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Dean Harpinaugh says some adjustments were necessary, and they've certainly paid off for his team.
We moved some pieces around, as you guys can see. We moved an infielder to the outfield and moved third baseman over to second base and brought in an eighth grader to play third. And all the parts started fitting together, and we're starting to hit the baseball a lot better, you know, getting some key hits. And guys are buying in. You know, obviously we still got some work to do, but we're really young, and they're believing, and that's kind of what you want.
Well, one of those really key hits the Hawks had in that contest with Hinton came from Jay's Bunkers. He went 1-for-4 with a double, three RBIs, all three of those runs on the double. That came in inning number 5, part of a 5-run frame for the Hawks. Brody Penning went 1-for-2 with an RBI. Dayton Knipe had an RBI. And Dalton Klein pitched just about every out of the game. He went 6 2/3, allowed a hit, two unearned runs, and struck out 10. And Hinton's runs in the first inning came off of Remsen St. Mary's errors to start the contest. So the Hawks have clinched a share of the Warrego Conference Championship. We'll talk about what they need to do to clinch it outright coming up here in just a moment. Also in Warrego Conference baseball from Friday night, MMCRU down Sibley Ochedon 10-1 behind a 2-RBI night for Luke Kintai. Gavin Pacus went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI, and Charlie Pippett and Ryan Dreckman each had a hit and an RBI. Brandon Dreckman tossed 6 strong innings on the mound. He allowed 4 hits, a run, and struck out 7. And Gage Johnson went an inning, allowing 2 hits, no runs, and he struck out 2 batters. The other Warrego Conference baseball scores from Friday night: Harris Lake Park doubled up West Sioux 8-4 in 10 innings, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn squeaked by George Little Rock by a score of 5-4. Now to Saturday, where we had some more weekend tournaments taking place. First in softball, in Fort Dodge, as the Galen Catholic softball team was getting a little bit of a taste of the Harlan and Hazel Rogers softball complex, where, of course, the 2026 state tournament will once again be held. The Jays opened the day, with a contest against third-ranked Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Another strong year for the Gales. They defeated Galen Catholic by a score of 16-3 in 4 innings. Hallie Walsenbach went 1-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs for the Jays, as they take a loss to the host, St. Edmund. But Galen Catholic thankfully was able to bounce back and defeat Eagle Grove in the second game by a score of 6-5. The Jays were actually down 4-0 going into the bottom half of the third inning and put together a rally throughout the next few innings to win the ball game against the Eagles. Kennedy Sitzman hit her 7th home run of the season, going 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs. Kennedy Paulson went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, also pitched all 7 innings. Struck out 5, allowing 7 hits and 5 runs. Her 5 strikeouts bring her career total to 300 strikeouts as Galen Catholic's pitcher. Also, Delaney Budden went 1-for-2 with an RBI in the victory there against Eagle Grove. Then in Boyden at Centennial Park, Remsen St. Mary's was competing against some good competition at the Boyden Hall Rock Valley Nighthawk Tournament. The 11th-ranked Hawks rolled past Sioux City East 13-3 in 4 innings. How about this one? One of the wilder stat lines I've ever seen. The Hawks scored 13 runs on no hits because they were walked 19 times. So really not a whole lot offensively we could tell you about other than a ton of walks for the Hawks as a team. Kind of weird how that happened. Rams and St. Mary's then unfortunately took a loss in the second game to 6th-ranked West Lyon by a final score of 7-3. Mia Matkin went 2-for-4. She doubled and drove in a run in that game. Josie Swickerath went 1-for-3 with an RBI as the Hawks split their two games. Then we go to the Westwood softball tournament where Kingsley Pearson was able to get past Trinity Christian in 6 innings by a final score of 15-6. Panthers could not quite keep it going against a good South O'Brien squad who won both of their games on Saturday. The Wolverines beat KP in particular by a score of 10-5. You can check out all of those scores, including plenty more that we didn't have time to get to from the various conferences that cover our listening area. They're all available on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, let's go now to the sports schedule for today, where the Warrego Conference softball schedule looks like this. The Galen Catholic softball team hosts Rams and St. Mary's. Our coverage of that starts at 7:15 from the Riverview Complex here in Lamar's. And again, Rams and St. Mary's can guarantee themselves at least a tie for first in the Warrego Conference standings with a win here tonight. The Hinton softball team, they host Harris Lake Park, looking to bounce back from Friday's loss. MMCRU is at Trinity Christian. Akron Westfield hosts West Sioux. South O'Brien is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, and George Little Rock is at Sibley O'Cheadon. Then to the baseball schedule in the Warrego Conference, and Rams and St. Mary's is also in action at Galen Catholic tonight. If the Hawks are to win their contest with Galen Catholic here tonight, then Rams and St. Mary's is the sole champion of the Warrego Conference. They will improve to 11-0 in conference play and win the title outright. Hinton is really the only one that can catch up with them anymore. The Blackhawks host Harris Lake Park, so if Hinton wants a chance to share that conference title, they need to be big Galen Catholic fans tonight, so we'll see how things shake out there. MMCRU is at Trinity Christian tonight. Akron Westfield hosts West Sioux. South O'Brien is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, and George Little Rock is at Sibley O'Cheadon. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLAM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLAM Sports. And tune in tonight to a pivotal Warrego Conference softball matchup. A couple of top three teams in the league as Galen Catholic hosts 11th-ranked Rams and St. Mary's. Again, our coverage starts at 7:15 right here on KLAM Radio. Well, this has been your Monday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.